103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. And I'm so happy to be here. PA told me to reach out to our good sister Tracy Bruce and let her talk about the trip to Africa she had with the kids. How was it, Tracy?
Hey, Big Rob.
Oh, should I say Miss Bruce? I don't know what to call you in these formal settings.
Tracy is fine.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to get in no trouble.
You won't get in trouble with anybody.
Okay.
Tracy is fine. I had an absolutely amazing time in Africa with the students. It was an absolute dream come true. I always wanted to go to Africa, so to be able to go with the students who had read my book and won an essay contest just put the icing on the cake.
That's good. What all did you see? What all did you do?
Oh my, so much. PA literally had us busy from morning to night. So my favorite thing was going to the slave castles and learning the history of the slave castles and learning more about Ghana's history and African history as a whole. As you know, I wrote a Black American history book, so I'm a history lover. So learning so much about the history on the African continent was my favorite thing. Being where the slaves were kept before they were shipped across the Atlantic Ocean was very emotional. You could almost feel the presence of the ancestors there. That was my favorite part of the trip. But we also went to petting zoos, numerous museums, the W.E.B. Du Bois Center. We were fortunate enough to meet Michelle McKinney-Hammond and go to her mansion in Ghana. We went to the different markets and were out with the people and buying and trading and selling goods. We were able to get custom-made gowns and suits. So we went into the village where we had a naming ceremony, and I was able to be named Ikua. So just so much. We went to a school where we saw a boarding school for boys, over 5,000 students, and how that ran smooth like butter. It was just amazing. And then just we went to the U.S. Embassy so much. And just being able to observe the culture was fantastic.
That's good. That's good. I'm asking every adult that went that I interview, how was it knowing PA in America, then going to his village where he's a chief and they part the Red Sea for him? What was that like for you? They don't let you come around them, you know, step back, please. You know, PA's coming through and he's got to sit on this throne and, you know, have this animal skin under his feet. Yeah. What was that like for you? Because you know him from America, and he's just PA to you. Over there, he's Nana Yansa, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, PA is a hometown hero here, so he's looked here with high regard, right? So to see him in the element and as a chief in Africa, it was just amazing. We saw how the village citizens of the village responded to him, how the children, we got to see a official ceremony. So it was nice seeing Paul in that element. Very well deserved being a chief. During the naming ceremony, it had to be at least 500 young people there. Everyone was well behaved, paying attention to the ceremony, no fights, no rifts, no anything. So just witnessing the culture was a big plus for me. But the way they treated Paul was well deserved. But they actually let us sit by him, not too far from him during the ceremony. So I feel like we also was able to receive the royal treatment because we were with PA, one of the chiefs.
Well, I don't know why they do you did y'all like this. They to push me out the way. They're like, you got to move. You get away from him. You are beneath him.
Oh no, we didn't experience anything like that.
They didn't do that to y'all?
No, I felt like they treated us like royalty as well. So you must have had an intimidating look on your face or something.
I don't know. That's probably what it was, because they pushed me all out the way.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, you cannot be by our chief. What? You know how close I am to this dude when we're in America? That's America, young man. This is Africa. Okay.
No, we didn't experience that at all, Big Rob. I'm thinking you must have went and started some stuff.
That's what it was.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, what else was a highlight of the Africa trip? Because you took in so much. You know, I know going on these trips with PA, you sleep 3-4 hours and you want to bus or something for another 20. So,
yeah, very true. I think it was we were able to experience the countryside as well as the city, and just to see how people lived over there in both ways. A few questions that I've got since I've been back was, what was it like, or were you afraid? And I just feel like there's so many misconceptions about Africa, and is it safe over there when it's truly our home? If you're a descendant of slaves, Africa is our home. And so just being able to witness the culture and be able to educate people now that I've been back, like, they're just like us over here. You have your poor, you have your rich, you have your city, you have your countryside. And yet the people over there seem just so peaceful. Never saw any disagreements. And even though they drive very reckless over there, it's not like here with different street signs and all of that. But, you know, everyone was peaceful and respectful, and it just felt good to be home. One of the first things that a person told me at the airport was, welcome home. And you could really feel that. And so I just encourage others to go if they have an opportunity, and to not be afraid. Like, Africa is really our homeland, and people are our people. So it was just amazing.
Well, Tracy Bruce, I want to thank you for that. But before you go, is there anything you want to say to Nana Yansa, PA, Paul Billings, however you know him? Because I got him to come in the studio. He just got off a flight. 25-hour flight, and he came straight here. He said, I want to go see how my radio station doing, and Rob, you relieved of duties. So he's sitting here, right, Nana Yansa?
Yeah. What's up? Peace and blessings, Tracy. How you doing?
Hi, Chief.
How you doing? They asking about you in Ghana. I've been getting hit up in my inboxes and everything. Hey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, people say they've been trying to reach you. You ain't responding and all that, like you switched up on them.
You cold switched, Tracy. You cold switched on them.
Not at all. My people are over there in Ghana. Well, I will say to PA, first of all, thanks for this amazing opportunity. I was telling Big Rob that it was a dream of mine to always go to the African continent. And so just being able to do that, along with students that read my book and run an essay contest, was just the icing on the cake. I just want to thank Paul for just the attention to detail and the logistics and the coordination. I don't know if many people know, but PA has a whole team in Ghana that helped us, that took us around, helped us figure out what was on the menu, helped us negotiate things at the market. That made the trip just even more special. So just the level of planning and detail and making sure we were comfortable throughout the trip was unmatched. And I feel like that a lot of that experience would not have happened, or that those extra steps, if I would have went on my own outside of this trip, it would not have been the same. So I'm just very grateful and happy I was able to go on the trip, and look forward to going back to the African continent many, many more times.
Wow. Well, you're welcome, Tracy. You're so humble and your spirit, and they love your spirit. You're humble, you're quiet. Not only that, though, you invested into these kids last year, and I wasn't aware of that until this year, that the donation came by, a huge donation. The huge donations came by, and it was from you and your mother, and to know that you donated last year with a big donation, and this year you was able to go on this trip. I hope now it make you feel like you know your donation was put to good use. You see, we didn't spare nothing.
I see you didn't spare anything. And it's it's a testament that, you know, when we sow, we reap. So, yeah, we donated last year, didn't tell anybody, PA didn't even know, and look what happened a year later. So It's always many blessings when you sow. So.
Well, I was telling, hey, my friends in Tanzania want to meet you now. So I left Ghana and went to Tanzania for a while, and they want you to come there and hang out with them.
I'm ready. Let's do it. Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
I loved Ghana. Ready to go to Tanzania and many more African countries. So yeah, this is just the awakening for me.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Soon, Tracy, you're gonna be like PA. You've been to every country inside of Africa. So PA's almost. Yeah. How many countries you got left to go, PA?
I got a long way to go. I'm not gonna do all of them. I've been to 15. I'm not. That was my ambition at one time, Tracy, to hit all the countries. I'm good. I think if I get 5 or 6 more, I tap out.
Well, that's a huge feat because it's 55 countries in Africa. But I will say, PA, you are certainly my role model. I am looking forward to following your footsteps with that. So
you know, hey, you can do it, sis. In the past 30 days, I've been to 4 countries. I slept in 8 different hotels, and I think it has to be 6-7 different airlines. And I enjoyed every last bit of being a backpacker, in and out, enjoying life. And you only get to stay one time. You only get a chance to live it one time. So you might as well take advantage of it. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side. It's all about faith, what's going to happen on the other side. So.
Right. That is true. I don't know if I could keep up with your pace. It took me 2 weeks to recover from
what?
China, so.
Are you serious? Tracy,
she ain't the only one saying.
Tracy, are you serious? I came in from Dubai, which is 8 hours away, yesterday. I did have some delays because the airline was messed up, so I ended up staying the night in France. But my biological clock has been on Dubai because I was there for over a week. And I landed yesterday, and I'm here. I'm ready. I'm back to my normal Michigan self.
I don't know how you do that, but you have to share the secrets with the rest of us.
Workout. He's a workout guru.
Ginger now. And hey, I manipulate my body to it's time to go to bed. I'm making myself go to bed. You know, I'm going to bed, and I know I can't afford to. I cannot afford to have 2 weeks of walking around like a mummy. Okay.
That's what I did. I
told Rob, when Rob picked me up yesterday from the airport, the first place he took me to was Starbucks. I'm like, I am going to stay up.
He said, I'm not going to sleep.
I got to manipulate my body because this weekend, cut closes in town. We got a big announcement on Monday. We got too much stuff to do to be sleeping. So,
and then he going to come in here, Tracy, and going to tell me where's his animal skin at. You know, so his feet could be sitting on in his throne.
Yeah, Rob.
Now, we cleaned his throne before he got here.
Rob Tripper, yeah, he's supposed to have my animal skin out here, man. I know I'm supposed to be walking on no carpet, man. Come on. Brother, you know who I am?
All right.
Nobody really cares, for real.
Thank you, Tracy, for doing this interview. We appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you some more at a later date, okay?
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks again I'm blown away as an adult, and the students were blown away. This was life-changing for them at a much younger age. So just thank so much for even providing the opportunity for the students and the community. And I look forward to talking to you both soon.
All right. Peace and blessings.
All right. We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.